The Colm and Lucy Podcast with Colm Hayes and Lucy Kennedy.
From Nova.ie and Radio Nova.
Yes. Mayhem.
It's a little bit crazy. Midterm break, everybody. So okay. In the studio at the moment is my sister Anna.
Hey!
My children, Jack and Holly.
Hey!
And my beautiful niece and nephew, Emmy and Harry.
Hey!
So because little Holly is here, we thought that we would get her to give out an extra clue to our listeners.
So we're going to do that after the ad break.
Yeah.
Because before that, each of them have a question. Can I just say for people listening, Harry, who's over there, good man, Harry, looking fantastic in his Man United. Harry is my mate because we are Man United supporters and we watched us kick the ass off Chelsea last night, 2-0. Go. Just wanted to point that out.
Okay, now Harry and Hazy are the only supporters for Man United, unfortunately.
In the studio.
Because everyone else is Liverpool.
Because everybody else in the studio are losers.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Okay.
So we're going to do a so each of you have a question about radio, and then I've got a question back to you, okay? So who will we start? We start with Harry? Okay, into the microphone. Do you have a question? Keep it clean.
Did you watch the Man United match last night?
Well, of course I did. Anthony Martial scored and Harry Maguire scored, your namesake, who we got in just before the first half and then in the second half as well. 2-0, and we were playing away from home and are now 5 points away from the fourth place, yeah? Mm-hmm. Is that okay?
Yeah.
I have a list here, right? I don't know, I need to ask Harry a question now. So I have a list here, and this is the 50 things a person should do before they're 5 years of age. So I'm going to ask you one of these things. Did you do one of these things before you were five? Have you ever jumped on your bed?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's all. That's the question. That's it. That's the question.
Okay,
next, please.
Question
okay.
Okay.
Emmy. Hi, Emmy.
Emmy.
Hi.
What age is Emmy?
Emmy's my goddaughter.
I know. What age is Emmy?
I'm 11.
11, Emmy. Okay. Okay, you have a question, Emmy?
How did you get the job at Radio Nova?
We've all been wondering this. Yes.
Okay, it did involve a slight amount of bribery, okay? Because the person who owns Radio Nova, right? I found him once wearing women's clothes.
Oh, for the love of Jesus.
And because I had that photo, I was able to bribe him. And he said, okay, Colm.
Good morning, Kevin, our boss.
Good morning. You're not very good on radio anymore, but we'll give you the job. So that was that. Now, your question back, Emmy. Have you ever had a midnight picnic?
Oh, you.
A midnight picnic.
Hello.
Yes. Well, it means, have you ever eaten at midnight?
Have you
ever had your friends around for a sleepover? Okay, I'll give you another question. Okay. Have you ever climbed a tree?
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
Simple. Jack, question.
I need my son Jack. Let me just make sure.
Okay. Okay. Oh, I'll take anything. Oh, come on, Mr. Liverpool, bring it on.
Is it true you're married?
Yes, it is. I'm married to my wife, Anne, and she's been with me for 47 years now. It's like a jail sentence for her, but she'll soon be released, all going well.
Yeah.
Why, are you surprised anyone would have me?
Yeah.
What? Hazy, ask him a question.
Okay, let me get one. Okay. Have you ever made slime?
Yeah, why?
Because it's just in the list here. I know, I like that. Oh, the acorn never falls too far from the tree, does it, Lucy Kennedy? Because, how did you make it?
I didn't make it. I just bought it.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
And Holly Wobbles.
Holly.
Little Holly.
Little Holly, how are you?
What would you
You've
like
got a question.
Easy.
Yeah.
Do you like your mum?
Well, Fran probably isn't listening at the moment, but of course I like my mum. Let me ask you a question back. Do you like your mum?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, there was one other question that little Holly had. You had a question for me about something that you want, because you do some really good work for us every morning, okay? When you do the clues for little Holly. But there's something you wanted here, did you?
Office.
Like an office.
Okay, well, what do you reckon? Hang on, I'm just going to go over to Clint now.
What do you need in your office?
What would you like in the office?
Pictures of Ariana Grande.
Okay.
Of Ariana Grande.
And what would you eat in your office?
What would you eat? What sort of food would you like in the office?
Chocolate.
Okay. Anything
else?
Do you need a window?
Window's
good, yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, you don't care about
what
the window.
What else do you want? Just pictures of Ariana.
Do you want a desk? Do you want a desk?
This is your chance to get what you want.
Would you like pictures of me on the wall?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Is there any?
Guy's got to try, really. Like. Okay. Okay, well, look, we're arranging the office.
Would
we
like
may.
Novik still playing more JoJo?
Yeah.
No, I don't like her anymore.
Oh! Shock revelation.
Oh! Why? Would you like
oh,
her?
Oh, your daughter's all grown up.
Oh, my God. Fair enough, too.
God, she's all grown up. Look, Lucy's crying. She doesn't like JoJo anymore.
It's the best of the Colm and Lucy Breakfast Show on Radio Nova.
My name is Little Holly, and this is Little Holly Talks.
Yes, it is time for Little Holly Talks. Holly Talks. Clue. Just welcome to the Colm and Lucy Creche, which is open till 10 today. I do have the clue. Don't worry, I'm a professional.
Now, just before we do Little Holly, can I say a big shout out to Ashling, Ollie, Bronwyn and Lauren. Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Hope you're having a lovely midterm.
And the midterm in here, we have our visitors in. We have Harry.
Yes. Harry Brennan.
We have Jack.
Jack Governey.
We have Emmy.
Brennan.
We have Hulse.
Govery. Sit down, please, Hulse.
And we have your sister Anna.
Anna Kennedy / Brennan.
We have Clint.
Oh.
We have Lucy Kennedy. Hello, I'm Colm Hayes.
Oh, no.
You might remember me from Dirty Old Towns, The Weekend Challenge.
And when he used to be famous. Okay, Hazy.
Yes.
Do you have Holly's new clue?
I do. So just explain to people at this time of day.
Okay,
what Little Holly's
this time
about.
Of day you might be a little bit confused, everybody, but we play this game every morning called Little Holly Talks. And this is where my daughter Holly, who's 7.5,
mm-hmm.
who's beside me now today, giving me dirty looks,
mm-hmm.
gives clues. And you guys are in with the chance of winning the dosh every day.
How much is it now?
It's 1,050 euros. Is it? 1,150 euros.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it?
Yes,
we kind of make it up, is it?
As we go okay. along, yeah.
But anyway, because Holly's here, we've said for one day only, Hazy, are you fixing your underpants?
No, I'm fixing my belt.
Okay. For one day only, because Holly's
which
here.
Which are close to my underpants.
That's true. Because Holly's here, we said for one day only, she's going to give a brand new clue.
Okay. Do you want to put the microphone there in front of
okay. Have you agreed on the desk in the office and stuff? Because then she'll work.
We're almost there in agreement. The builders, we're just looking at architect plans at the moment.
Yeah.
And we're contacting a civil engineer. It's all looking good. It's
good.
All looking good.
Okay, Hulse, you ready to give the extra clue? Because your friends are listening. Ready?
So.
Okay, read out what Hazy says. Hazy, it's upside down.
Okay.
What is the clue, Hulse?
I don't eat them on their own.
Okay, everybody, you've heard the clue.
Could
this is the
again,
extra
please?
Special clue.
Could we have it again, please?
I don't eat them on their own.
Special clue.
She okay. doesn't eat them on their own. What could they be?
Now, we're not playing it now.
No.
That's the extra clue. All right, okay, that's it, more or less. Let me just get my chair back. All right.
We'll sit down, he's quite
yes,
old.
Yes, I know all these young people.
Guys, thank you all so much for coming in.
Sorry, guys, crash is closed. Where's your parents? Off you go now.
Come on.
Bye, everyone. Say bye.
Say everybody bye.
Say bye. Bye-bye. Okay, if your parents aren't here, we leave you on the street.
It's the best of the Colm and Lucy Breakfast Show on Radio Nova.
Brought to you by Manhattan Popcorn, Ireland's favourite popcorn, manhattan.ie. It's movie time.
Yeah, Liam, you need to get your hands on some of their salt and vinegar crisps.
I will. They are the best.
They are the best. And we still have Hazy's.
Would you like a bag?
Yes, please.
We can give you one out.
I'll take anything
for
free.
No, we'll have to charge
you. Did you eat them all?
Maybe. Do you like smoky bacon?
No.
So I've got two films for you. This one might interest you, Lucy. End of the Century. It's at the IFI and it had a special screening on Valentine's Day. So it's one for the lovers, but it's properly open from this weekend.
Oh.
Now, I would predict both of you even perhaps have had the old one night.
I beg your pardon. Never.
Never?
Never.
No. Never? I'm looking at you now, Liam.
Mrs. Q could be listening. We have to be careful. He's
probably did yes. in my youth. Yes.
Well, this is about that.
I love the way guys say probably, whereas girls can name their exes.
Stop analysing it. Move on.
Set in Spain, in Barcelona, two lads meet, have a little fling. One's on holiday. Oh, they're actually both on holiday. And they have their fling and they realise, oh, this is kind of nice.
Yeah.
And then they sort of reminisce and actually work out 20 years earlier they had met in another fling and forgotten about it. Because you know how, well, I guess if you do have a one-night stand, you might not get their name.
That
you
is
might
ridiculous.
Not get their
no, you see, this is male and female.
Well,
this
I don't know if it's necessarily that either, Lucy. This has definitely happened to females.
Well, my father-in-law has a saying that you can't reheat a souffle. That's what I
is that a euphemism for?
I don't know what that is. Anyway, it's an interesting look because the movie then imagines what would have happened if they had properly stayed together 20 years ago.
Kind of a sliding doors.
Oh, sliding doors.
Sliding
moment. Doors.
So one wanted to have kids, one didn't. Would they have kids? You know, they'd just broken up with other people. Like, it's just an interesting look at what would have happened. Say if you didn't marry Rich.
Yeah.
What would have happened?
Rich, he'd probably be living a very happy life on a beach in Barbados.
For the benefit of people who don't know, Lucy, Rich is her husband, not marry Rich as in wealthy.
Yeah. What would I do? Oh, I'd be some other little hottie.
Like, imagine you married the other fella.
Which one?
The one before Rich.
The guy from Galway?
Yeah.
This is getting interesting.
No, but imagine you did. Anyway, that's the point of the movie.
You know, I have kind of thought, like, what would happen
exactly
if, sliding doors moment.
So this is a beautiful way of interpreting that visually, and it was really, really well done. It is subtitled now, so some people don't like that.
Good luck to you and the horse you rode in on.
But they're speaking Spanish, so
I don't
it's got
care.
A nice sound
no,
to it.
I find with subtitles after maybe 10, 15 minutes, you just forget.
No,
I find you have to be more interested, more,
no,
you,
I've
you
got
know,
to concentrate and I've got to squint because I can't see the screen and I get a headache. I don't like it.
Well,
I'm not going to this.
It's on at the IFI. I implore you to see it. It's called End of the Century. I give it 4 stars.
It's
if you
great.
Want a good foreign film with a bit of subtitles.
Right, next.
This might be more up your street, actually, when I think about it.
Yeah.
Especially when I look at who's in it. David Mitchell, Steve Coogan, Isla Fisher, who
love
we
Steve
haven't
Coogan.
Seen for a while.
Love Isla Fisher.
This and is
Isla
called Fisher. Greed, and this is actually your woman's last time on the big screen.
Who's your woman? Now, that's
quite vague.
The one
you've been obsessed with ever since the weekend.
Caroline Flack.
She's in this movie.
Really?
No way.
Yeah, she does a special little, like, a cameo in this.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That makes it extra
special. This is
the last
time she'll be seen on the big screen. So for that alone, it's worth a look. It's called Greed. It's the fictional story of a retail billionaire. Steve Coogan is the billionaire.
Yeah.
Sir Richard MacCready. And he rules with an iron fist, let's just say. Here's a little taste of Greed.
It's white on white. In other words, it's sh** on sh**. Name recognition. That is the biggest pile of crap I've ever seen. Pride jeans. If you're proud to wear them, I look like a tit.
That's fuchsia. Fuchsia's a bit in your face.
I want in your face. I am in your f***ing face. I don't do can't do. I only do can do.
So you get
I
the
love
idea.
That song.
It is Steve Coogan at, you know, Steve Coogan's best.
She only noticed the song.
Yeah. La, did you notice Steve Coogan, by the way?
Steve Coogan's great. He's great.
Do I love Steve Coogan?
Yes.
He's one of my favourite people in Europe.
Well, he's the only thing to like about this movie, sadly.
Oh.
It just went off. I mean, the message is there. Yeah. It's actually trying to educate us that the clothes you buy and the clothes you wear, there is a billion-dollar enterprise behind this. There is sweatshops in small countries.
There's a story to be told behind every...
That's the point of this movie, but they try to do it with a bit of humour and madness.
Well,
and
can one find humour in that subject?
Well, I guess to educate, you kind of need to make it interesting. Mm. So it's Richard's 60th birthday, and his ex-wife is there, his current wife's there, his children who are a bit off the rails are there. He invites all the celebrities, and you got to laugh... Just remembering that.
Oh, wow. Do share this joke.
His publicity team, because he's trying to sort of reinvent himself as being cool again.
Yeah.
Because people don't like him.
He's like
much.
Hazy.
Yeah, he's a bit like Hazy.
Yeah.
And so they invite celebrities. None of the celebrities want to come.
Oh,
so they invite lookalikes. And it's brilliant.
That is funny. That's clever.
Even slightly.
But wait till you see the lookalikes.
Venturing into Alan Partridge territory.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Do the lookalikes look like the lookalikes?
There's a couple that are spot on, and then there's a couple who.
That alone is it, yeah.
I bet the Beckhams were there.
And there's even a member of the Rolling Stones.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah.
Doing a cameo.
Who actually turns up.
Oh.
It's good fun. I just wish the message kind of got a bit lost and they kind of took it a bit down too seriously. They could have just been fun with this. I don't think they needed the
message. Who wrote it? Let's get them fired.
But it's a bit of fun. It's a bit of fun.
I'm
and
not
Steve
going.
Coogan is worth the look.
Go on. I think I'm going to wait for it to come out on Netflix.
But I'm sorry, I'm going to go 3 stars.
Oh, good luck to you.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to go. Liam, do you want to go?
Greed, yeah, I'll go to anything that has Steve Coogan in it. I love him, actually. Last week, you know, he appeared on, what was the show?
The one show.
We can need a little bit more information.
Where he dressed up as the character and sang Come Out Your Black and Tans.
Oh, the one show.
Was it?
I don't know. Oh, it's like the pretend one
show.
Yes,
pretend. Yeah, exactly.
Hysterical.
And he admitted recently that he did it as a bet because he's half Irish.
Yeah.
He did it as a bet to one of his friends who said, I bet you can't get on the BBC and sing Come Out Your Black and Tans.
No way.
I bet I can.
Oh, I love him. I absolutely
Alan
love
Partridge
him.
Alan Partridge is hard not to love.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's a genius. Well, and I think I quite fancy Steve Coogan because of his humour.
I think you and Alan Partridge would do a good radio show
yeah.
as well.
Uh-huh. That would be, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the best of the Colm and Lucy Breakfast Show on Radio Nova.
You're kind of dressed grunge today. That's why I was looking at your jumper. It's kind of you're wearing the baggy jumper and you've long hair.
Yeah.
That's what my brother used to look like you.
Wait, your brother used to look like me?
Yeah, he had long hair. Actually, we went to a funeral once and an elderly member of the family said, "Is this your wife?" I swear, my brother. Here's the best bit. He had a beard too.
Oh my God.
That's temporary okay. life for you.
No, wait a sec. Wait a second. There's too many questions here.
We don't have time.
Do we not?
Go on. Very
okay,
quickly.
Just one quick
so
question.
So it was a family funeral.
Yeah. Was the family member blind?
She was elderly.
Right.
She looked a bit like Dame Edna.
Wow, you have such an attractive family.
She wasn't.
So they thought that your brother was your wife.
So, you know, it was my grandmother's funeral. You know the way in the country you sit along the line and everybody comes along and shakes hands. And
yeah.
Sorry for your trouble.
Who are you?
This was my granny's friend who came along the line and so on. And she knew me because I was the oldest grandson and said, "Oh, Liam, I'm so sorry." And she looked at my younger brother was sitting next to me, and this was round about the time of Nirvana, and he had his long hair, and she went, she had very thick glasses. She said, "And is this your wife?"
Sick.
We still tell this story in my family and have a good old laugh. But I only recently remembered he had a beard at the time.
Yes.
So the fact that my granny's friend
but that
thought
was pre-Jolene.
That I had married a woman with a beard.
That was pre-Jolene. Now we all just wax them. I mean, you should see me at Christmas.
It's the best of the Colm and Lucy Breakfast Show on Radio Nova.
This is the science bit.
This is actually quite important for blokes, right?
And ladies.
For blokes and ladies. Right, because science has proved for the very first time that beer goggles, the expression beer goggle, actually really does exist.
Of course it does. I mean, we've all looked back and gone, what in God's name was I thinking?
Or when the lights come on. Remember that lights come on thing?
At the end of the disco.
Yeah, the lights. You'd run. You'd absolutely run. Or they'd run from you, depending. You know what I mean?
I'd say a lot of girls ran from you, Hazy. I'm not being mean.
When
you were really thin and tall.
Yeah. I'm not surprised you'd say that, actually. Any occasion, any chance. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so it's good news for blokes, ugly blokes, as it apparently just takes a couple of drinks for them to turn into Brad Pitt in the eyes of ladies.
Hey, what happens? Do the eyes blur? Is it something to do with the pupil?
Yeah, it's the brain as well. Researchers say that just a touch of booze can level the playing field between beauties and beasts. Not fair, really, to call them beasts, but there you go. This is science. And it can lead revelers to find themselves chatting up uglier people that they would normally give a second chance to.
Yeah. There is a bit of that, isn't it? At the end of the night, it's like, right.
Yeah. So Professor, well, it's not even that. It's actually your brain goes into a muddle. Professor Derek Haim said, it's absolutely remarkable. And that's all we're going to take from him. Now, it's the first study of its kind. So students in bars were shown images of faces as they worked on a computer, right?
Yeah.
So around 80 had been boozing while 40 were sober. So you were shown a picture, right?
Yeah.
And you go, not a chance with your man, no. Okay, and then they showed you that a couple of drinks later and you went, nah. And then they showed you a couple of drinks later and you were actually going, wow, does he have a phone number? Where is he? He's gorgeous.
Yeah.
He's gorgeous. And apparently it had that effect. And it didn't matter whether they showed... This is great. It didn't matter whether they showed you the picture upside down or not. You still found them gorgeous. So even if the blokes were hanging from the rafters after a few beers, you were like, ah, slutty. I'll have him. So it's science, apparently.
Okay, well, first of all, obviously drink responsibly, everybody.
Oh, thank you. Hello.
And secondly, I think there is method to this science that you've brought to the table.
Right.
In that... It is very true that you might, towards the end of the night, find somebody who wasn't that attractive, even vaguely amusing.
Yes. And suddenly, yeah.
Yeah. There's something, I feel like there's something in the eyes. I feel like when the eyes blur, everybody's Brad Pitt.
Yeah. Let me bring Dr. Rebecca.
You must be careful, though.
Let me bring Dr. Rebecca Monk in, right? Who led the study at
I'm not listening to a lady called Dr. Rebecca Monkey.
No, I didn't say Monk. Is it Monk?
Oh, Monk.
She led the research in Edge Hill University in England. And she said, we studied intoxicated people. They were equally distracted by attractive and less attractive faces. We know attractive faces can pull attention away, but our research suggests that alcohol has the capacity to lessen the effect of you deciding whether the person is attractive or not. And just go, I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that is actually...
That was you with the gossies, Hazy.
So, wow, that's not nice, is it?
No, but that's how you sounded towards the end of the night. Remember, I was really annoyed with you.
Well, that's because I was tired and emotional. I was no drink taken.
Very tired and emotional.
Very few drinks taken. But the point is that what you do...
What is the point?
The point is you have bloody standards when you go in at the start of these things. And slowly but surely your standards drop. And it's not because it's desperate. It's because your brain actually goes into a muddle. And you can't remember... You can't remember what you actually decided was good looking or not.
Yeah.
It's gone completely. You could end up going home with a giraffe.
Wow.
Yes.
How would you get a giraffe into a taxi? That is just silly.
Well, okay, so you could walk home with a giraffe.
Yeah.
Or you could take him on an open-top bus. But you could basically end up with a giraffe because your standards have dropped so bad.
Okay, I don't know why you're saying this and staring me out of it.
So, because...
I have no standards.
No, you do. In fairness, you have these sort of prudish standards... apparently they go completely once you have a few whatever it is you drink and you end up with a giraffe.
Mm-hmm.
So just be careful out there.
And that was the science bit.
Yeah, that was the science bit. Can you remember? Can you remember an occasion that you actually were with somebody and you went, "Whoa, my God!
No.
Oh, Jesus!
No.
Oh, no!
No, but I have a horrible feeling you have.
No, that was the voice of the woman.
It's the best of the Colm and Lucy Breakfast Show on Radio Nova.
Okay, draw it, Lucy, draw it. Martin Gear, 3,000 euros worth of beautiful jewellery.
Oh, actually, hold on.
God. Run, my little Australian friend. Over. Take it. Don't you... Pick it up.
We're going to call.
What do I do when you're calling? We're doing this...
I don't know. I'm going to put on my shades. I get really nervous.
Clint has come in the studio. Normally he sits outside where all the...
So this is live.
Oh.
Hopefully it goes well.
Liam, tell one of your jokes. Sing Mary Street again.
There you can hear him dialing.
You've got the name, Lucy?
Yeah.
You've got the name.
I think so.
Oh, ringing. Okay.
Shh. Here we go. What do we say?
I don't know who it is. You haven't told me.
No, Lucy's got the name.
Hello, Emer Kingdom speaking.
Hello, Emer. It's Lucy Kennedy.
Sorry, who's Lucy Kennedy?
Lucy Kennedy, you may know me from such shows as...
Emer, did you say who's Lucy Kennedy?
As Living with Lucy.
Oh, sorry.
That Lucy.
The X-Files.
You're live on the radio, Emer.
Podge and Raj.
Oh, yes, and you are live on Radio Nova, just
Ireland's
in case
Got Talent.
Oh,
we don't know who Lucy Kennedy is either.
Wait a minute. How many Lucy Kennedys do you know, Emer?
There's loads of them.
I know too many. Sorry, I just work in the communication world and there's just too many of them.
There's too many Lucy Kennedys. What the hell is this? Now, I don't know if I'm going to tell you what I was going to tell you.
No, I'm hoping you have some good news for me.
What's the story with you and your boyfriend? You live in sin, I believe.
We do, yeah.
That's just
we
outside Palmerstone, isn't it?
The grandparents.
You're which?
We're a disappointment to the grandparents.
Okay.
That's very easy to do.
And, we really should get married soon.
Yeah.
I think you should get married. Now, have you been hinting?
I haven't been hinting. I feel like when I'm ready, I will
good girl.
Make a proposal and I'll get there.
Gotta be ready.
I'm not gonna fall for the leap year pressure and propose this year.
Right, well, you should do what I did. I left the Argos catalogue beside the toilet because I knew that Rich would read it, because a lot of men spend a lot of time on the loo reading when they're doing poos. And I basically marked the jewellery section. And he didn't get my ring in Argos, but he got the same shape.
I got my first wedding ring in Argos.
Oh. Did you?
Yeah.
Now, Emma, is it true, Emma? Do you live at number 29? We have to confirm this.
I do. I live at number 29.
Phew, because we're at your front door.
Oh, I'm in work today. That's so unfortunate.
I'm not
very well. Why still be in bed?
It's okay, because number 28, you're quite rowdy. So we think we're going to pop in there.
No, don't do that.
Okay.
So you might not know the name Lucy Kennedy, Emma, but do you know the name Martin Gear?
The name which?
Say yes.
Martin Gear.
Say yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
right, she is. Okay, do you know the name Colm Caffrey?
What the?
Yes.
What is this to do with it?
It's nothing to do with it whatsoever.
Just give her the good news, Liz.
You've got yourself the voucher!
Yay!
3,000 euros.
Ah, Eimear, that'll help out a lot.
Now, would that encourage you to actually pop the question? I know you said you're kind of waiting, but maybe 3,000 in the pocket?
I don't know. I'm torn. Do I buy myself a ring or do I just hold this voucher for a while till we need it?
No, forget about him. He's nothing to
and
you.
It's not like you could sell the voucher and pay for a month's rent.
I mean, there's that.
It is Dublin.
Yeah.
No, we don't want to do
I'd
that.
I'd get
no,
some
no.
diamond studs for yourself.
Yes.
Maybe get some nice jewellery. Maybe
nice bracelet.
Yeah, bracelet. And then break it up in vouchers and then re-gift at Christmas.
Oh, that's not bad. All
right, you guys are full of the ideas.
Thank you.
Oh, listen,
you're welcome.
You're talking to Mrs. Jewellery here, her poor husband.
Eimear, congratulations.
You're full of the gear.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Full of the gear. Clint is a great man for the...
I didn't even know if I entered properly. I entered many different ways. I was just like...
Oh, good.
trying to get in there as
But what made our morning was you did all this entering and then when you finally got called back, you didn't know who Lucy Kennedy was.
Yeah.
That has made our day.
Needless to say...
Can I just say I haven't had my morning coffee yet either.
That's okay. That's okay.
You're fine. Not a lot of people care. Watch my stuff. Fine, Eimear. I'll get over.
Thank you very much. I'm delighted.
You're very welcome.
Morning.
Well done, Eimear.
Congratulations.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. She was lovely. Okay, we're out of time.
Eimear who?
Oh, you're bad.
I'm joking. Bloody liberty.
It's the best of the Colm and Lucy Breakfast Show on Radio Nova.
We've done this the last 6 years and you've been part of it the last couple of years since you've been here. And it really is one of the good things we do.
It is, if not the best thing we do.
Probably is. We've raised 300,000 euros the last few years and it's all been going to help end homelessness in this country, which is horrific. And the good folk at Focus Island do such great work.
They really do, guys. Think about families on the streets. And I often, you know, these days at nighttime, even just looking out the window when I'm tucking my own babies into bed and I think of all the children living in hotels and these hubs. It's just not right.
It's not right and nothing's been done about it. So we're doing what we can.
Yep.
Every little bit counts. And what we're encouraging you to do this year, it's still a week away, so we could help the homeless by doing something simple.
Yeah, become a friend of Nova's.
Yeah, my David is doing a bake sale. You'll love this, Lucy, at the Central Bank.
Good man, David.
Everyone in the Central Bank. There's 2,000 people that work at the Central Bank, right? So they're having a competition. Bake your favourite song.
Oh.
So what's your favourite song?
Oh, she is not the face I can't forget.
So how would you interpret that in a cake?
I would just do an S-H-E in sponge.
Ooh, there you go. So maybe you could do that and we'll pop down to the Central Bank.
I'm not going to bake for the Central Bank. Well, I think I'm barred.
Because you haven't paid off that loan.
Big time.
Well, anyway, that's what they're doing. So you could do a cake sale, you could do a tea morning, you could do something small.
And do they all pay then to enter their cake?
They pay to enter the cake and you have to pay to get a slice.
Oh.
So they're raising lots of money.
Well done, guys.
Good on
the Central Bank. Don't mean to be rude, but they're all minted.
No, just because they work at the bank doesn't mean they're minted. Can I tell you, Dave and I are not minted.
Oh, damn, I was going to hit you for a loan.
Just check out homelessradiothon.ie. Yeah. All the details there, how you can help, be a friend. And then we've got so many friends this year too, Lucy. The good folk at Link Taxis.
Yep, well done, guys.
They've got a little code. If you type Nova into your app, there's a donation that's going to go to the Radiothon via the app. Deliveroo are setting up a virtual restaurant. So you know when you go on Deliveroo and you're picking your Chinese takeaway or whatever, you'll find Nova. We're going to be a restaurant on Deliveroo.
What are we serving?
Nothing that you make.
Oh.
I've tasted your cooking.
What about Hazy's manky curry that he fed Ros Purcell?
No, it's a virtual restaurant. So you can just go in there and put a fiver into the...
Brilliant.
Put a tenner in. You can deliver a little donation.
Brilliant.
By Deliveroo.
I love that idea.
So simple. And then the big news is, because we're at this place every other day, Insomnia.
Yeah.
If you work near the point, if you work near the end of the Red Lewis line, on Friday, a euro from every cup of coffee at Insomnia in the point at the end of the Lewis line is going to the appeal.
Thank you, guys. Hello, Christina.
Exactly. So every coffee they sell. So if you're making the effort to buy a coffee, you're making a donation.
Yeah.
And in Liffey Valley as well on the Saturday, Insomnia in Liffey Valley, if you're there on Saturday, a euro from every drink they sell.
Brilliant. Well done, Insomnia.
So many good things.
But Eddie Rockets.
Eddie Rockets
are giving a check.
A fantastic donation from them. So please, if you're listening, any way you can help, get in touch. It's going to be a big weekend and we need all the help we can get.
We do. And pop down and see us, guys, because we're going to be pretty much in Liffey Valley from
10 a.m. next Saturday.
Till about 1 o'clock.
We'll be doing this madness. We're going to have a few live performances and a few bits and pieces. And actually, can I confirm?
I can sign some books, guys. If anyone has Friendship Fairies, bring it down because I have my Sharpie pen. I can write you personal notes.
And a few special guests. Ryan Andrews.
Ryan Andrews from Dancing with the Stars, guys. He's going to dance.
Dance on
live.
Will you dance with Ryan?
Absolutely no way am I getting into Lycra, even for Focus Ireland.
Maybe. I think so.
Maybe.
It's the best of the Colm and Lucy Breakfast Show on Radio Nova.
That's it from the Colm and Lucy podcast. We'll have another podcast up next week. And remember, you can join us live on the radio. Radio Nova, Monday to Friday, 6 to 10.
The Colm and Lucy podcast. Seriously addictive podcasting.
From Nova.ie and Radio Nova.